Sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
Traffic was brisk on the Alaska Highway in May of 2016. Cars, trucks, and recreational vehicles with canoes, kayaks, and trailered pleasure boats streamed through the border crossing east of Tok, known as the Port of Alcan. For 10 days, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service staff inspected boats entering Alaska and met with hundreds of visitors, providing outreach materials on invasive species. Two species of invasive mollusks, zebra mussels and quagga mussels, are the major concern. These mollusks were first introduced in the late 1980s to the Great Lakes, and their presence has since cost the region upwards of $200 million a year. The invasive mussels compete with native organisms, interfere with water intakes and urban water use, and limit the natural ecosystem's ability to support commercial and sport fisheries. Now, 20 years later, these mollusks have made their way across the country to Colorado, Utah, Arizona, Nevada, and California. The overland movement of watercraft from infested waters has carried adult and larval stages of invasive mussels to western waters. The larval mussels can survive on a boat out of water for as long as 27 days. Aside from allowing a boat to completely dry out for a month or more, spraying the boat thoroughly with hot, pressurized water is the silver bullet for eliminating invasive mollusks. For Sounds Wild, I'm Riley Woodford. Sounds Wild is brought to you by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.